Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. If you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, gang, great to see you again. Great to hear you again. As always, I begin with thanks. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for liking and subscribing. I appreciate it in every single way that you guys support this podcast. It continues to chug along. So much of the rhythm of my weeks for these last 4 or 5 years have been this podcast. Every now and then I do get to record a couple of episodes and batch them, but for the most part, it's just me recording and I have guests maybe one out of every 4 or 5 times, but for the most part, it's me just getting an opportunity to share my thoughts, my insights, every now and then a little bit of wisdom. So I appreciate you tuning in. It means a ton. And you know what? I was reminded the other day that maybe I just need to go a little bit lighthearted. They've been a little too serious lately. I'll put some thought into that. I wouldn't say today's heavy. I probably got some heavy moments in there, but I will shoot for something lighthearted. We haven't done a fun movie review or had Emma on as a guest or anything like that lately, but we will very, very soon. So not necessarily criticism, but just one person going, nothing lighthearted. Where's the and sometimes fun part? And I was like, you know what? I'll do my best. But as you can see, we're in the home studio. Thursday, which is when I typically record, was Amy's birthday. And you know what? I just took the day off and just did not have the opportunity to schedule some studio time outside of that. So I'm in home office. And before we hop into today's episode, I've got to share an event with you. Coming up on July 25th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's July 25th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we are having another Breaking $250,000 Barrier Seminar. It's not too late to break $250,000. This is the third time I've done a seminar like this. Each one of them has been completely different, but this is the one that has been the best attended, the most demanded, and so we're bringing it back. And so it is absolutely free from 11 to 1. There is a paid VIP from 1 to 2 with a special guest, which I will be announcing soon. But I encourage you guys to attend. And if you want to register, and I'm going to put this link in the show notes. But if you want to register, I've got it written down here just to make sure because I just built it off one of my other websites. It is go.capitalize.biz/join. I'm going to say that again, and I'm going to remind you guys that it's in the show notes. It is go.capitalize.biz/join. And if you go there, you can register for the seminar. It's going to be packed full of very practical, immediately applicable steps to help you to get you and your business to break the $250,000 barrier. And again, it's free from 11 to 1 with a special soon to be announced VIP. So thank you guys. I'd love to see you there. We've already got people signing up. There's going to be some great interest in this. And this one is all online. It is an online seminar. So I can't wait to see you there. I'm going to take a sip here. I got a new capitalized mug. This is my little 8-ounce mug that I lost somewhere. I didn't realize I lost it, but typically I keep that one in my car and wash it out and keep it at the office. And somewhere I lost it. Maybe it'll show up one day. So I keep that one in the office, and then I have a capitalized coffee mug here at the house. If you want to capitalize coffee, go to capitalizecoffee.com. Enough self-promotion. You know, I've been reflective lately about this entrepreneurial journey. I started my first business in 2003. Capitalized Marketing started in 2018. Back then it was called Concept to Profit or CTP, and we rebranded in 2020. So this entity is almost 5 years old in its present form, about three in there. But I've been learning, these entrepreneurial lessons since 2003, but they've been more intense lately. So what I'd like to share with you is three surprising lessons that I've learned as an entrepreneur. And surprising means I didn't expect them. You know, I figured after being an entrepreneur, business starter for 20 years, I didn't think I could really be surprised anymore. But lately, a couple surprises have just hopped up and kicked my butt. And so let me start with one. Number one, the most surprising lesson. I'll start and I'll go probably from the most discouraging to the most optimistic. Okay. Number one, if you take your entrepreneurial journey seriously, you are going to lose some friends. And I mean, you take it seriously, I mean, you go all in. You might have some side hobbies, and people are like, that's annoying, and you might be annoying. But if you like, this is what I'm going to do. This is the life that I'm going to create. I'm going to own my own business. I'm going to build my own business. You are going to lose friends. Now, in the podcast world, influencer world, entrepreneur world, when you listen to those podcasts and read their books, they talk about you're going to lose friends. And you know, I always listen to that and just kind of brush it off. I mean, I definitely lost friends when I went from full-time minister to owning my own company and leaving ministry full-time. And so I knew that was going to happen, and it did happen, but didn't really lose anybody immensely close to me. Had struggles of relationship, but recently have lost a couple of friends. And like formally, and you know, folks not wanting to continue in their friendship with me in my entrepreneurial journey. And it's been confusing and painful, more confusing than painful, because again, I know that I'm on a trajectory that I'm choosing and I love. I absolutely love owning my business and creating the life that I'm creating. And I love the fight and the struggle, but it's just been kind of surprisingly, wasn't expecting to formally, and I mean formally, lose friends, like, hey, we are not friends anymore kind of conversations. And I think that happens for a couple of reasons. If you take the pathway of creating your own business, being an entrepreneur, seriously, you begin reading, you begin studying differently, you begin spending time with people differently. Your social media approaches are different. There's just a lot going on that's going to be different than the way you used to conduct yourself. And when that happens, people will begin to no longer relate to you like they used to. And at first, there might be just some conflict or struggle. But as it progresses, what happens is people say, you know what, you've changed. And you know what, you do change. And they liked you for who you are, but who you've become, they don't like you as much. And your conversations are different, and your thoughts are different, and your focus is different. All those things change. And if you're going to go all in and you really, really want to make this work, that has to happen. You have to change. You have to take on a new mindset. I liken it to back when I was in seminary. When I was in seminary working on my master's degree, I remember waking up around, it's when I started waking up around 4 or 5, and I would study for a couple hours, and then I would go manage the eye clinic that I managed. And then I would come home and I'd spend time with family. And then I would spend another hour or two studying before I'd go to bed. It was the only way I could get through my classes. And everyone applauded that and accepted it. Well, that becomes your life as an entrepreneur, but you begin reading and studying and listening to people who are way ahead of you in the entrepreneur journey. And you start having those conversations aside from the theological conversations I used to have. And you know what? To some folks, it's just not as acceptable. All you talk about is business. All you talk about is money. And some folks are not going to stay along for the journey. So for me, I think the first surprising lesson, I can't believe it caught me by surprise, but it is, I'm just going to lose friends. And you're going to lose friends if you go all in and take this thing seriously. In fact, I know some people who don't go all in an entrepreneur journey because they don't want to lose friends. But ultimately, you've got to ask yourself, if I would lose friends over this, man, how good of friends are they? It's a hard question. Two, which may seem connected to the first, but it's different, is the entrepreneurial journey is lonely. And I'm a little surprised by that. Not really, but I mean, I know it's lonely, and I'm fortunate. I mean, I have Amy and the girls, and they support me, and I do have friends, and I have a mentor. And so I don't go this alone, but there comes a moment most every day when you realize how up to just you it is for something to happen. It's just up to you. I remember Amy and I were watching the Showtime series called Super Pumped, which was about the story of Uber. and Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays the founder of Uber. And there's a scene in the first episode where they're running out of money, and he's trying to figure out how to gain more money revenue as a company, or to whether to go ask for more money from someone who has invested, from his investor. And he doesn't go home that night, and he spends the night just kind of walking around his office. And you see him lying down and walking and just kind of casually swinging a baseball bat. And you get the scene that he spends all night just thinking about, what am I going to do? And I remember Amy asking me at the end of the episode, hey, what'd you think of that show? And I thought, ooh, I like it, but it was too real. The literary term is verisimilitude. It did a great job portraying what real life is. The show, you know, just reminded me just how hard that is, because I've had those moments where I go outside and just kind of walk around the parking lot, or I go get my 100th cup of coffee, or I'm just sitting thinking. And in those moments, you realize, despite the fact that you might have a team, or you might be supported by your partner or your kids or a mentor, that it's lonely. And you know what? To a certain extent, I don't mind the loneliness, because I'm built for it. I mean, that's part of what the marathon training does for me. I spend hours a week alone running. I got to decide to head out of the house alone. I got to decide to run alone. And that training alone enables me to handle the entrepreneur loneliness. But it's surprising to me that, man, there's just, when this is all you have, like my Capitalize is not my side gig. It's my only gig. I mean, I've got other projects, but it's my main gig. It's how I make money and make a living. That there's times where like, it's just on me and I'm built for it, but it's still lonely. So what you might find as surprising in the entrepreneur journey is that it's lonely. Man, the highs are so high, that the rewards are so great. I was telling a story the other day, and it was when, you know, we were fighting to make payroll and we were growing, and I had, how many employees did I have at that time? My number of employees rises and falls depending upon the season. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I had about 6 employees and I was paying for coaching, and payroll is big. And man, I got a paid in full 12-month contract. And guys, I just can't tell you the joy that came with it, and being able to make sure payroll was paid and I was paid and all that stuff. And so the highs, and they're not just always revenue based, but the highs are so great. It is ridiculous. The highs are higher than they thought, than I thought. Those moments where a client is satisfied, you know, we'll create a billboard and you'll see it on the side of the street, or we'll create a promotional video, or build a website, or we'll create a piece of social media content and it'll take off, or we'll coach a client and the client will come back and say, thank you. I mean, all those things, the highs are way higher than I ever thought they could be. And I continue to get surprised by these lessons. I know them, but every time I experience them, it's like, wow. I mean, it's, you know, every time I lose a friend, and I've lost more than one, I'm like, wow, that's amazing that they would just choose to break up with me. Wow, this is the first thing I think about, and the last thing I go think about when I go to bed. This is lonely. 3. Man, that's the most incredible high. And I'll give you just a side note, a little warning. If you have like an incredible high day, like, yeah, and the next day, be careful, because you might have a drop that's crazy. Like you cannot imagine. I have to prepare myself for those things. The highs are great, but the drops following them are really tough. So this is a little bit more of a thoughtful, introspective episode, but it's the 3 surprising lessons that I've learned in my entrepreneur journey, and I'm sure it'll change. You asked me to do this in a month, I might have 3 different ones. But guys, just, you know, learn from it. See which ones apply to you. Let me know if you've got experiences that are similar to that. And to help you in your entrepreneur journey, I definitely want to invite you to the It's Not Too Late to Break $250,000 seminar on July 25th, 2023 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with a bonus VIP with a guest 1 to 2 p.m. And if you want to register, please go to go.capitalize.biz/join. The notes are in the link is in the show notes. So guys, thanks so much. I appreciate you letting me offer you this introspective episode. I'm going to bring on some guests soon, get back in the studio. But this is where I was today. I wanted to share it with you. So again, you guys are super faithful. I'm thankful every single time you guys show up, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.